It's the Best Mix in the Morning Show, Tuesday edition of Music News. And Katy Perry tried to turn a negative into a positive for fans on Monday. She softened the blow of her album delay by taking a pie in the face on Instagram. She has pushed back the release of Smile from August 14th to August 28th. She wrote on Instagram, "Welp, I hate to throw this bad news at you like a pie in the face, but if there's anything 2020 taught me, it's to not get too attached to plans and be malleable." To make up for it, Katy promised a series of hashtag Smile Sundays where she's going to go live on Instagram to talk about all things relating to the album. She mentioned new merch and said, "I'll play some snippets. Maybe we'll go live together. We'll definitely have a good chat," she says. Did concert goers get closer than they should have at the Chainsmokers Outdoor Safe and Sound Benefit Drive-In Concert in Southampton, New York on Saturday? That's what New York State officials are now asking. A short video of a crowd retweeted by Governor Andrew Cuomo was initially posted by the CEO of the Chainsmokers record label on Twitter. It certainly appears to show that what was touted as an ultra-safety-conscious in-car-only event was anything but. It reveals mostly maskless fans partying at close quarters in front of the stage with no concern for social distancing. According to the label boss, the concert drew 3,000 people in 600 cars. The event, which included Southampton Town Supervisor Jay Schneiderman as one of the opening acts, raised money for No Kid Hungry, Children's Medical Fund of New York, and Southampton Fresh Air Home. The governor's office says they're opening an investigation into the concert. In addition, the state's health commissioner sent a letter to Supervisor Schneiderman expressing his distress at what he has heard about the concert and asking how it came to be. He wrote, "I am at a loss as to how the town of Southampton could have issued a permit for such an event, how they believed it was legal and not an obvious public health threat." That is music news for today.